This is a recording of selected poems of Emily Dickinson. Number 202. Faith is a fine invention for gentlemen who see, but microscopes are prudent in an emergency. Poem number 205. Come slowly, Eden, lips unused to thee, bashful sip thy jessamines, as the fainting bee, reaching late his flower, round her chamber hums, counts his nectars, enters, and is lost in balms. Poem number 236. Some keep the Sabbath going to church. I keep it, staying at home, with a bobolink for a cloister, or for a chorister, and an orchard for a dome. Some keep the Sabbath in surplice. I just wear my wings, and instead of tolling the bell for church, our little sexton sings. God preaches, a noted clergyman, and the sermon is never long, so instead of getting to heaven at last, I'm going all along. Poem number 314. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chilliest land and on the strangest sea, yet never, in extremity, it asked a crumb from me. Poem number 320. There's a certain slant of light, winter afternoons, that oppresses like the heft of cathedral tunes. Heavenly hurt it gives us. We can find no scar but the internal difference, where the meanings are. None may teach it, any. 'Tis the seal, despair, an imperial affliction sent us of the air. When it comes, the landscape listens, shadows hold their breath. When it goes, 'tis like the distance on the look of death. Poem number 360. The soul has bandaged moments. When too appalled to stir, she feels some ghastly fright come up and stop to look at her. Salute her with long fingers, caress her freezing hair, sip, goblin, from the very lips the lover hovered, or unworthy that a thought so mean accost a theme. So fair, the soul has moments of escape, when bursting all the doors, she dances like a bomb, abroad and swings upon the hours, as do the bee, delirious born, long dungeoned from his rose, touch liberty, then know no more but noon and paradise. The soul's retaken moments when, felon led along with shackles on the plumbed feet and staples in the song, the horror welcomes her again. These are not the braid of tongue. Poem number 387. The moon is distant from the sea, and yet with amber hands she leads him, docile as a boy, along appointed sands. He never misses a degree. Obedient to her eye, he comes just so far toward the town, just so far goes away. Ah, Signor, thine the amber hand, and mine the distant sea, obedient to the least command thine eye impose on me. Poem poem number 479. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess. In the ring, we passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun, or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill, for only gossamer my gown, my tippet only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feels shorter than a day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. Poem number 591. I heard a fly buzz when I died. The stillness in the room was like the stillness in the air between the heaves of storm. The eyes around had wrung them dry, and breaths were gathering firm for that last onset, when the king be witnessed in the room. I willed my keepsakes, signed away what portion of me be assignable, and then it was there interposed a fly, with blue, uncertain, stumbling buzz between the light and me. And when the windows failed, and then I could not see. Poem number 620. Much madness is divinest sense to a discerning eye. Much sense, the starkest madness. 'Tis the majority in this, as all prevail. Assent, and you are sane, demure, and you're straightway dangerous, and handled with a chain. Poem number 690. Forever is composed of nows. 'Tis not a different time, except for infiniteness and latitude of home. From this, experienced here, remove the dates. To these, let months dissolve in further months, and years exhale in years. Without debate or pause or celebrated days, no different our years would be from Anno Domini's. Poem number 1108. The bustle in a house the morning after death is solemnest of industries enacted upon earth. The sweeping up the heart and putting love away, we shall not want to use again until eternity.